Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, he's one of my favorite interviews. Porter Stansberry of Stansberry Research is going to be joining us in the next segment to give us his take on the world and where everything's going. We're continuing with your phone calls right now, asking about the future of the world. Where do you see it going? Omar in Washington, thanks for holding. Thanks for calling. You're on the air, sir.
Hey, this world we live in, it's a beautiful, rich, abundant planet. It's gifted to us by an all-loving, all-powerful creator who's breathed the very essence of divinity into all of us. And if you want to know the true path to enlightenment, listen to Master Yoda.
All right. Sounds good. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to James in Canada. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Good stuff. Hey, I just want to make two quick points, and then can I end with asking a question before you let me go?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Awesome. Okay, first number point, the whole race thing, it's just a distraction, all that. Where the world's going to that point, I don't think this like their new world order ain't going to work out. What we're seeing right now is with the Liberty moment, movement in America is just exploding. You guys are going to win. You almost got Ron Paul in 2012. You guys are going to do it. And then in Europe, Nigel Farage and UKIP, they're going to get rid of the EU. And once they get rid of the EU, they're in some hot water. They have to go, like, bam. They got
to
go.
Well, I was about to say, though, the EU starting a war with Russia as the distraction to allow them to not collapse. I mean, they will start a war before they let the New World Order collapse.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They gotta take the spotlight off them. They gotta start that big moment. But it's just so hard now because, you know, a nuclear war. No one wants to have a nuclear war except for these people. So I can't see it happening. We're gonna win it, basically.
All right, James. Good to hear from you from Canada. Interesting points. Ryan, you're on the air from St. Louis. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, my comment's going to lead into my observation, but I just wanted to say that I woke up whenever I found out that the Vietnam, you know, the Gulf of Tonkin never happened, and that just led to everything else. And then I hear about, you know, Jimmy Savile, and then the addendum for him was he was actually a pedophile. And, you know, I can handle that as a smart-thinking individual, but where I think the future's going is, I mean, you have David Icke on sometimes, and we all know what he says. So, I mean, I think you hint at it, but I think we're headed for some interesting times in the next 15 years. Like, the veil's going to be lifted.
Well, I think the veil's already lifted to a great extent if people are willing to open their eyes up. But I think you're absolutely right.
But, like, you know, you say we live on a planet in outer space, and, I mean, that fact needs to be considered above all else. I mean,
Well, I mean, I mentioned that to just talk about how fantastical everything is and how incredible it is and how just the experiences that we take as no big deal are so rare and wonderful. I mean, I was in the Colorado River Saturday being dragged around behind a boat, you know, body surfing, hanging onto the back of the boat, and the water was like 65 degrees, just so refreshing, and it was so sunny and beautiful, and the trees were all psychedelic, and I had just such a magic experience with my children. That one consciousness, that one event would be worth the equivalent of a lifetime. That one experience was so deep and refreshing and real, and people all over the place just take it for granted. To walk outside at night and see the moon and the stars and to see life and just everything is so enriching and rewarding. And then meanwhile, the globalists want to put themselves in front of us like they're the universe, they're the world, they're the future. They want to make themselves reality and dominate our reality. They want to destroy our free will. These people are a joke. But the fact that they're so stunted that they rule us is the bigger joke. Sorry, closing comment.
No, I agree with you that everything's beautiful and it's a wondrous time to be alive. But, I mean, do you think people can handle the truth if David Icke, you know, is even half right?
Who knows how deep the rabbit hole goes, man? I know the people running things want to hurt innocence and want to stunt humanity.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is a special news alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction. To ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy, take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there's no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-210-1349. 1-800-210-1349. That's 1-800-210-1349.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
That's right. I know we have loaded phone lines when Porter leaves us. If you want to hold Charles and Adam and Kathy and Lisa and Rich, folks from New Jersey to Rhode Island, from Texas to Vermont, we'll get to all of you. Porter leaves us at about 45 after, so I'll go to your calls then and some other breaking news. Here's some of the stories up on InfoWars.com right now. Patriot Group protests Cinco de Mayo ban on American flag T-shirts. It's happening all over the country. And they've been called racist. CIA and FBI work with fascists in Ukraine as war in Europe unfolds. Ron Paul says Common Core is really the last straw. Very important exclusive interview with Ron Paul. Obama supports not... again, Mark Dice talked to Obama supporters, and they say not liking Mexican food is racist. This is how dumbed down the public is. Students, it's illegal to wear an American flag T-shirt on Cinco de Mayo. L.A. County Sheriff admits Big Brother is here, but we kept it pretty hush-hush, getting into all the police state systems and drones and the rest of it. Israel wants to give Mount Zion and the Tomb of David to the Vatican. And another Ron Paul article he wrote, not an exclusive, but a Ron Paul article that's very important. Why we no longer are number one. That's just some of the top stories up at InfoWars.com. Other stories, 90,000 Nevada residents could lose health care insurance due to Obamacare. Worst polls yet for the Democrats as just the beginning of Obamacare goes into place. So that's just some of the news on that front. Good news, I'm looking at Drudge right now, 6 abortion clinics left in Texas. People just are really waking up to those and saying no. So abortion clinics are shutting down all over the place as abortion becomes more and more unpopular in every poll, especially with young people. It's over 70% against it now. Those numbers are reversed since 1973 with Roe v. Wade. It shows that despite the mainstream propaganda and brainwashing, the truth continues to come from behind. The question is, how do we save our civilization from just the overall dumbing down of our society and our civilization? Now, Porter Stansberry of StansberryResearch.com is a hard guy to get on the air. He's one of my favorite guests to get on. He's very busy. And I remember reading some of his financial newsletters back in 2007, and really, I mean, it all came true. What he said in the housing market, what he said would go on with a whole bunch of things. And they've been able to paper over some of his latest predictions with unlimited quantitative easing. But in the real world, even with cooked numbers, we have 0.1% growth. Unemployment's incredibly bad, but they cooked the numbers there by kicking people off full-time work to part-time. So they got 2 jobs. So they say, oh, look, jobs are increasing. Everybody knows, for most people, the economy's in the crapper. But it's a selective economy now. It's so scientifically rigged that certain divisions are doing well while others aren't. Much of this country looks like a third world bomb zone or something. So I wanted to get Porter Stansberry on about the top stories he's working on, the cutting edge breaking financial news and investments that he's looking into. And then I'm going to get him to talk about a one-time event coming up at the end of this month, one-day event in Dallas. T. Poon Pickens is going to be speaking at that event and so much more. And again, T. Boone, folks, is, I don't know how to tell you how much it is to even get him to speak, but you got Porter Stansberry, myself, Cactus Schroeder, Bill Murphy, Van Simmons. I'm going up there just to speak for free because I want to, you know, be part of the Stansberry Research Society and all the benefits that come with that, because they've invited me to other events that I couldn't go to, you know, in other countries and things. But this is Dallas, so I said I'd come to the next one. I'm going to be there. AlexJonesDallas.com. They sold out of the main level of the ballroom, but they were able to open up the area right above it. And so, again, they've got limited tickets, 25% off the price that was already there. And you know, it looks expensive, but you can go hear, you know, somebody like Glenn Beck speak and pay more. But that's to pay for all the speakers to give you inside cutting edge info from my perspective on the economy and more. I look forward to meeting T. Boone Pickens, the billionaire from Texas, and more. But again, AlexJonesDallas.com. That's not the reason Porter's here. Porter's here because I want to get his take on a whole host of issues. But I would imagine this will sell out. The first round did. They added some limited tickets. So AlexJonesDallas.com is how you go and find the direct link to find that 25% off Alex Jones Dallas. Okay, let's go to Porter Stansberry, the founder of Stansberry and Associates Investment Researchers. I can't wait to hear what you have to say, because this is kind of a cliffhanger. You always drop big news on us, Porter. What do you want to talk about out of the gates?
Well, I want to get some things financially to help benefit people, because, as you know, Alex, that's what I really do. We research investment ideas for folks. We do so on an independent basis, so we're not bankers or brokers. We just sell information. And, of course, we only make money if people renew our newsletters, which means we got to put out the right information or we're going to go out of business. But I have an item that I thought was right up your alley, and I don't know if your team has found this or not yet. If you've already talked about it, then we can move on right away. But I thought it really interesting that, you know, the new FATCA law is going to take effect July 1st. And FATCA, as I'm sure you know and your readers and your listeners already all know, is about closing down any ability for Americans to have offshore banking accounts.
Yes.
Has nothing to do, of course, with tax evasion whatsoever. Because these are all accounts that are disclosed. It's all about the record keeping that is required and the requirement that these banks withhold taxes from any transaction. And there's just no way that they can meet these requirements. So the government knows that, of course. So what it's doing is it's forcing a lot of investment dollars back into U.S. banks. At the same time, this just came out today. FINRA, which is the securities regulatory body that's owned and managed by the industry itself. So FINRA is not a government organization. but it is a government-like organization. So FINRA just posited a new rule that's going to require every single securities dealer in America to open up every single private account to FINRA's own computers. And FINRA claims that they want access to your account in real time so that they can monitor whether or not your broker is providing the right advice for you. But the reality is it's now impossible for Americans to conduct investments with any privacy whatsoever because they can't use an offshore broker. And now FINRA is going to have constant monitoring in real time of every single investment account in the country.
And then they'll leave Goldman Sachs and all the big boys alone and harass, just like the banking bill was meant to shut down credit unions and small banks. This is a total monopoly setup taking place where they can also nickel and dime and harass investment advisors that are out there. This is a total consolidation. Meanwhile, CNS News reports today, too big to audit, large partnerships escape IRS scrutiny. The big billionaires and the globalists are literally above the law. This is all being written to hammer the middle class.
But think about what this will do. I mean, one of the core foundations of a free market is that the buyers in the market don't know for certain who all of the owners are of another security. And the SEC, for example, doesn't make people disclose that they own a particular stock until their interest in that company rises above a threshold, usually about 5%. And so that allows investors who are smart and savvy to go ahead and take an interest in a business without having their work or their idea stolen by other investors immediately. You see what I'm saying? So, if you happen to have a good reputation like Boone Pickens about oil and gas, and you're Boone Pickens, and you want your investors and yourself to take a position in a stock, you shouldn't have to tell everybody that in advance because that's going to make it impossible for you to build a position in that business or in that oil.
So this is an NSA hub now directly into private investment to be fed to select interest.
Exactly. So what are the chances, right, that those FINRA computers end up getting bugged or monitored by the NSA? And what are the chances, of course, and I don't have any proof of this, but what are the chances that that information is surely being used in a lot of ways against people. And even something as simple as knowing, for example, how many individual investors own certain securities could be very, very valuable.
So they want this data to be able to rig the markets even more and truly kill the free market.
Exactly. I can't think of any other reason why someone would invest so much time and so much effort into trying to monitor every brokerage account in the United States in real time. That's an enormous technical challenge. And, of course, the only people with the authority to do it would be FINRA and the SEC. So, this idea was proposed today, so it's brand new as far as I know. And if you're right about the way the world is going, then nothing will stop it.
Porter, can we go to Stansberry Research? Where do we find a news article about this? Because this is the first I've heard of this.
I don't know that we have written about it yet because it literally just happened this morning. So I would just recommend if you want to learn more, you just go to Google and Google FINRA, FINRA, FINRA and computer monitoring. And I'm sure that the article will pop up.
FINRA, FINRA, computer monitoring. We're going to skip this network break. This is so important. I mean, that's what I see as just a general analyst who looks at the whole world and then connects the dots. Everything is having the ultra-high-frequency trading systems put into it. Everything's being meshed. All the corporations are dialing in. And Google and the NSA admit they can now predict the future, but then only the insiders are able to have that intel, completely rigging the entire system for themselves and trying to pull up the ladder so none of us can ever excel. This is a new dark age we're talking about, Porter.
Yeah, and the other big trend I wanted to give people is that, you know, I have a lot of hard data to support Alex Jones's idea about the death of the middle class. In fact, one of the main investment themes in my newsletter for the last 3 years has been the death of the middle class. And so, for example, one of our latest recommendations was Rent-A-Center. And there's a huge growth in rent-to-own business because people's credit is so shot. You know, 39% of Americans have lowest-ranked subprime rent-to-own stores is now just putting financing kiosks inside other furniture retailers so that there isn't the stigma anymore of having to rent furniture. So what happens is you go to buy furniture, and the furniture store says, I'm sorry, you don't qualify for a loan, but you can rent to own, and you can do that in our store. And that is driving tremendous new volumes of business to Rent-A-Center, actually, which is a pioneer in that market. That's one example of the death of the middle class that I found shocking. The other thing I found shocking when I looked at the numbers, Alex, guess how many of the loans that General Motors makes to retail car buyers are subprime?
Amazing. Keep going here. And by the way, I did type in FINRA rule. FINRA rule changed to limit self-trading approved. They admit that they're going to place an algorithm onto the trading desk of everyone, basically, anybody that trades stocks, anything, and it's going to surveil everything you do. And the algorithm is going to say if you're doing something wrong or insider trading or naked shorts. Basically, this outlaws normal activity, but it's not even outlawing. It's regulatorily saying it can't happen, but then letting the insiders engage in every crime imaginable, like derivatives marketing and the rest of it. This is incredible.
Well, the stated purpose of the FINRA rule, in my opinion, most likely has nothing to do whatsoever with the real purpose of the new FINRA monitoring. And the real purpose is that this is the most valuable information that could exist in the world. You don't even need to be a high-frequency trader. If you know what everyone owns and what everyone's trading, you can get in front of them immediately. So just think about how it's likely to be abused. But
this is real-time, total control of the trading desk before they even file stuff. This is literally like someone in your investment firm standing over your shoulder.
Yeah, and it's not just in my firm. It's in it would be in every single retail account. So there wouldn't be an account anywhere that wasn't being monitored in real-time by FINRA. This is absolutely the most Orwellian thing that I have ever seen in finance, and I thought I'd seen it all, but this is a whole different level.
Well, that's the issue here, Porter, is that everything has been lined up, beta tested, prepared. Now it's all going into overdrive. And it says here, the government will monitor you in real time for unethical policies or procedures, and that with originating with an algorithm on your trading desk. And it's everything you just said. While you were talking, I read this memo, most of it. It's 4 pages long. I am completely blown away right now. I mean, this is live time, hidden in plain view, NSA systems controlled by J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs, who have their arms in all of this through the Federal Reserve, giving the private Federal Reserve total surveillance of everything. I mean, this is the end of the market.
Well, listen, I want to be clear. With the story that I have seen so far, this is a FINRA rule. And FINRA is a privately controlled regulatory body that's run by the securities industry. But it definitely has very close ties, of course, to the other regulators you mentioned.
No, but what I'm saying is the NSA, this is how it works. This is on record.
Oh, I know. Alex, I know.
No. I mean, I know you know. But let me explain. You've got the big universities, the military, Google, Facebook, Twitter, Microsoft, and a handful of others that have full access to basically everything because they, in tune, dump everything they get into it. And the regulators all have these master heads-up displays where they can get into your bank account, lifetime, everything. Everything is now online. And this is going to force the individual investment firms into that database for full access. I mean, do you disagree with that statement?
I can't prove any of those things that you said, but this is very, very disturbing to me, and I feel like it is incredibly suspicious. There is no regulatory need for real-time monitoring of accounts. The idea that FINRA can prevent financial crimes by monitoring your account in real time is nonsensical. So there must be another reason for it, and I know the value of that information that they're trying to collect.
Look, this is 100 light years ahead of Nixon having people's income tax returns. I mean, we see them using all this. They're going to leak this to the media. They're going to claim insider trading politically on everybody. This is a reign of bloody terror. In fact, I found a MoneyBeat article in the Wall Street Journal that just came out. Get ready for regulators to peer into your portfolio.
Right. And I know. That's what we're talking about. It's I'm telling you, Alex, I have never seen any kind of violation of privacy of this magnitude ever suggested before. This is really, 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 truly scary.
Well, it's beyond the NSA because, you know, the government illegally spying on your data, ooh, it's a big felony. And then meanwhile, you have these governmentally empowered private consortiums. That's why I said Federal Reserve, same deal, masquerading as government that aren't.
Right.
And then they say, we're going to literally live time watch everything you're doing. This is outrageous.
So this is all part, of course, of a much larger strategy is the paradigm that I've heard you espousing. And I have some reservations about that, as you know. I think people are sort of just all acting in their own best interest. But certainly we're not moving in the right direction. And I'd love to give you a stat about that. We're talking about the destruction of the middle class and how the growth of rent-to-own furniture is soaring again and doing it in a new way.
It's like the payday loans, all of it, where people are captured in the system, can never get out of it.
Never getting out of it, right. But how about this? So the economy is supposed to be doing great, and the government saved General Motors, and now General Motors sales are booming, and everything is going to be great, right, Alex? Except for, do you know what percentage of General Motors cars that are sold, that are financed? What percentage of those financings are subprime? Any idea?
I have no idea.
Well, what do you think a reasonable number might be? I mean, if you were going to just guess, maybe 10%, 15% of car loans would be subprime, maybe 25%? It's 90%, Alex.
Well, that's what I was going to say. They're absolutely raking people over the coals everywhere. And so, it's a debt paradigm that will collapse.
How many of General Motors' sales, right, because almost everyone that buys a new car finances it. So how much of those sales are just being manufactured by these ridiculously low interest rates and by giving credit to people who are not credit worthy? And wait a minute, didn't we just do this in the housing market? So we have a government that had a vested interest in the success of a private business, which was General Motors. And the reason why is because of the union. So the government can't allow the union to fail, ergo it can't allow General Motors to fail. So we spent $50 billion of taxpayer money to bail out General Motors, losing about $15 billion along the way. Meanwhile, the unions took no haircut whatsoever.
And they're creating a new bubble that people can't pay, and then they'll lose their credit being raked over the coals.
So just to be clear, the bondholders lost 90 cents on the dollar, and the unions lost nothing on the dollar, and they didn't have a single penny of their pension fund discounted for the failure of their company. Okay? Meanwhile, the only way that General Motors is able to generate the revenue they have today is by giving people cars who have no credit. And what do you think is going to happen? Well, you know what's going to happen. These people are not going to be able to pay these loans. The cars are going to get repoed sooner or later, and the whole thing is going to devolve into another bubble. And if you want to see evidence of this happening, just look at how many consumer finance companies, companies that finance the purchase of automobiles specifically, have gone public in the last 6 months. All these companies failed in 08 and 09. They got bought for pennies on the dollar by private equity firms. They've now come back all by giving credit to people who don't deserve it. And now they're all selling out to the public. Meanwhile, the default rate on loan securities, on debt securities that are backed with automobiles, the default rates are beginning to creep up. And the value of these securities is getting to fall. And right before the whole house of cards collapses, you've got Wall Street selling these firms back to the public, and you've got General Motors rushing cars out the door with phony paper as fast as they can.
So let's be clear. Just like the housing bubble, they're not just giving people loans that they'll never be able to pay back. They are selling these loans as derivatives. Do we have any idea how many times they're selling them over and over again?
That's exactly what's happened. So if you look at the entire asset-backed credit market, the only two areas of growth in the last 5 years are student loans and automobiles. So student loans are all owned by the government, so there's no point even discussing
that. And Obamacare is targeting young people as well. Stay there. I think I know where you're going with this, but one of the top experts out there, Porter Stansberry, is our guest. I'm just going to have to do 30 minutes of overdrive to take calls today because I want to really go through. I guarantee he's got like 10 other bombshells to drop on us. And I just got to get this guy on more often. You hear that, Porter? You got to start coming on, maybe with a weekly update. Of course, he has his own radio show as well. You can find out more about that on his website. We'll give you that on the other side. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
We'll be fighting in the streets with our children and our feet.
Porter Stansberry is our guest. She's about to drop more bombshells on us, then we'll go to your phone calls. Briefly, don't forget, this hour is brought to you by the great folks at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. If you don't have high-quality, sortable foods in this day and age, you're crazy. They've got the best prices, non-GMO, great customer service. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex or 866-229-0927. And they're the great folks that make so much of this broadcast possible. MyPatriotSupply.com. You can also buy their great storable foods and products at InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, don't forget, we've launched our own supplement line where I went on to the research and found the most powerful tinctures that we could bring you of colloidal silver, of supermel vitality, of nascent iodine. That's why you've heard the rave reviews. The supermel vitality is now our number one bestseller, even outpacing the special proprietary nascent iodine that blows people's socks off. This stuff is pure organic, concentrated herbs and extracts of fruit that even with my insane schedule, it's unbelievable. I mean, just listen, you want to fund the broadcast, go buy a bottle of it. See it as a donation to liberty and freedom and free market, and then you're going to be reordering it. It is unbelievable. You've heard the reviews. Try it. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. And it's hugely discounted introductory rate right now, and thank you all for your support. Also, spread the word about our local AM and FM affiliates. You can literally tell everybody at work to tune into these affiliates across the country or stop at red lights. I'll be driving into work to do the show, and I'll say, tune into 590 AM. Tune into 90.1. Tune into, I mean, every person is precious to wake up. People are ready to hear the message of liberty. In fact, Porter has some positive news and some other amazing economic tidbits, but I'm telling you, I put on events, and I put them on at nice hotels, but not paid the speakers and everything, and had 2,000 people speak at them and had to charge $100. That's how much this stuff costs to fly people in and pay for a place that holds 2,000 people at a Sheraton or wherever, like we've done. We have events at Dallas with a theater, you know, that holds 800, and I got to charge, you know, $20 to be able to pay the bill. Well, just me speaking. Porter put $1 million on at their sold-out event in Miami, and they're doing this to really bring the top people together, to pay the speakers like T. Boone Pickens, who's a multi-billionaire, self-made, and all the other folks. They're going to give you, you know, their real inside scoop at this event, the Sansbury situation. Porter didn't even break even on his last event. That's why the tickets discounted 25%. They've expanded it when it sold out at alexjonesdallas.com are still $400. And I'm not being paid. It's not bad for me to be paid. I'm not being paid to go to this. I'm one of the only speakers that isn't paid. I want to go because I want to be there. And it's the kind of event I like to be at. You want to be at a truly elite event? This is it, ladies and gentlemen. There won't be any riffraff there when it's $400. Okay, this is the real deal. So I'll see you there May 31st, and you support somebody who's really been out there aggressively promoting liberty like Porter Stansbury. Porter, talk more about the event, and I want to pick your brain some more.
Well, a couple of great things are going to go on at the event. One thing I can assure you is that if you have an interest in investing in the oil and gas renaissance that's going on in the United States, you're going to get more great information and absolutely the latest information at this event, because not many people know more about shale oil and gas and ultra deep offshore oil and gas than Boone Pickens and Cactus Schroeder, and also our resource analyst Matt Badiali will be there. The thing that I would like you to sort of tease your audience about is there are multi-billion-dollar investments going on right now in these ultra deep wells in the Gulf. And if you remember the Macondo well that spun out of control, a lot of people see that only as a disaster, and it certainly was. But it was also an uncontrolled well that was spewing 60,000 barrels of oil a day. That's one of the largest uncontrolled wells in the history of the oil and gas industry in America. To give you a comparison, the famous well Spindletop was only uncontrolled at 100,000 barrels a day. So this was a massive well. This was a breakthrough gusher. And the ability of the industry to find new giant wells like this and those ultra-deep locations is really growing thanks to things like 4D seismic and, of course, just the unbelievable things we can do now with horizontal drilling. So we can go 10,000 feet down underwater and then another 5 miles underground from there to find these unbelievable wells. And there's a couple of really neat securities that I want to share with people that cover broad areas of the deep water spectrum. A couple of really interesting royalty trusts, so you don't have any of the capital risk of funding these build-outs, but if they find oil, you can have a very large income stream. So a royalty trust review, and then sort of a picks and shovels analysis of where all the money on the development is going to get spent. Again, taking away some of the risk for the investors, but giving them ways to participate in the huge investments that are being made.
Let me ask you this. Why did you invite me to speak? And you said I can speak about whatever I want. I want to talk about the future of media, the singularities that we're headed towards, and the fact that this will be the most volatile time in history we've ever seen. We'll only get more volatile. I want to talk about the fact that the only prosperous society and safe society is a moral society. And that's why I believe all the important people that are going to be there better get aggressive politically or lose everything. And not just aggressive politically in the classical sense, funding libertarian causes. We better get super militant like the criminal socialist or it's over. And they keep, you know, I mean, does that sound like a good topic, Porter?
Well, Alex, I think that I invited you to shake up my audience. you know, the 500 or so people that have registered through my business to be there are all almost exclusively high net worth investors that are coming to get information on making more money. And I think that they need to hear a message from you that the whole system that undergirds their ability to continue to build wealth is being threatened. And I hope that you can help them discover new ways of getting involved. You know, simple.
See, that's crazy. You're so smart, you didn't even need to tell me what to come to speak about. You knew what I would do. See, I wish I was smart like that, Porter. I'm not kissing your butt. You always amaze me how you just always get the combination of what something really is without being told.
Well, Alex, you're probably the leading guy in the world to give that speech, so I was very, very happy when we invited you and you graciously agreed to do
it. I wonder what T. Boone Pickens is going to think hearing it.
You know, you're going to be really surprised. I've had a couple of nice conversations with T. Boone, and he is definitely far more libertarian than he realizes. You know, I think he sees himself as a Republican, like a lot of people do. But he really is very leery of further growth in government. And he said some things that I think you're going to find shocking about the real purpose of the Iraq War, something that he really knew as a mover and shaker in Republican circles.
Wow. All right. Well, it's going to be hoity-toity. It's a very important information. Now, are you going to dole out any of these speeches on your radio show or on the Porter Stansberry website, stansberryresearch.com, or what's going to happen with that?
Well, we have sponsors. We have subscribers of mine who have paid $1,000 to be able to get access to these presentations online. And so some of the speeches will be simulcast on the website. But otherwise, this is really only for the privileged use of this audience.
Well, that's what the free market's all about. I tell you, I'm honored to be at this event, and I hope folks will come to it and support liberty. Because if people don't start voting with their dollars like they need to survive, we're going to lose everything, because this is really a death battle. We can now clearly see, Porter, the system is trying to take down everything with one fell swoop right now. So much evil is happening that I can't even keep my eye on it all. This is a bombshell you dropped on us about get ready for regulators to peer into your portfolio. It's the arrogance of it. Are they doing that because they know there's awakening happening, or why are they moving so fast? And you said you also have some positive news.
Yeah, you know, Alex, the motivation of regulators is very simple. They want more power. And if you follow what they do and how they do it, it's all about aggregating more power in our society. I mean, it's very simple. And, you know, you detailed the intricacies and the webs of how they go about doing it. But it's all for power. It's just that simple. And the good news, I think, that's going on in our economy really does focus on oil and gas. And I don't mean to beat a dead horse. But no,
this is a new renaissance. It's just like the discovery of oil caused our second industrial revolution. If we're able to get this super huge amounts of oil, it's going to really help us.
I really think even now people don't understand how transformative this has been, not just in the United States, but globally. So if you look, for example, at the amount of propane that the U.S. is able to export, we've almost quintupled the amount of propane we're exporting. And the only limit to that really is infrastructure. We don't have enough export ports yet. So we're of course, as I'm sure you're aware of, we're building massive new natural gas export facilities. They're going to be coming online in 2015.
And that's why they want to have a soft war with Russia to cut off their pipelines, and then the globalists through the U.S. can resupply Europe.
Well, listen, I don't know all the different reasons, but I can tell you this. The willingness and ability of us to become a exporter of energy could be an enormous change politically in the world that will allow us to stop military backing of so many regimes around the world where we've been told it's necessary for energy reasons.
But that's if the elite are moral. Here's the issue:
I know they're not. I understand all that. But Alex, the fact is, if America begins to export 500 billion or so of energy every year, which I think is a reasonable target for say 2017, 2018, it is going to improve the competitive standing of America in the world.
So it's key to promote the oil and gas renaissance. I totally agree with you. And I know a lot of elites want that. The problem is Obama and the Cloward and Piven crowd, as you know, are killing the pipeline out of Canada, Keystone.
Listen, there's lots of reasons for those things, but let me just argue back about one point when it comes to this, okay? Because for the last 15 years, I had to live with the nonsense crap about peak oil being shoved down my throat by all the elites.
Total crap.
It was the elites who used that lie to go to war in Iraq. It was the elites who used that nonsense to justify solar energy, which is a load of crap. And it was the elites who gave all of our tax dollars to people like Warren Buffett to literally build windmills. Are you crazy, Alex? This is not Denmark. This isn't Amsterdam. We don't need windmills.
This is Sparta.
It's a load of crap. And so listen, there is some good news in America today, which is that real Americans like the independent oil men of Texas have said, oh, no, we're not out of oil. Far from it. And America, by the way, America is on the verge of being the leading producer of oil in the world. In fact, Texas alone is now producing 2 million barrels of oil, crude oil, not gas, oil, every day, Alex. And that is more oil production than any country in the world except for Saudi Arabia. And that's just Texas.
Hail Texas.
So listen, we the people are going to own this oil because it's all small independent folks. It's not the Exxons.
I love it.
It's the small guys. And at my show, you're going to see a presentation about the leading new independent producers. I don't want to say the name of the stock, but this is a company that today is only worth $1 billion, Alex. And I will bet you, $1,000, we'll give it to your charity, that this business will be worth $25 billion over the next 10 years.
Let me just stop you. I'm not poo-pooing what you're saying. And it's another example of the free market, even though Obama's been trying to block it while claiming he's for domestic oil exploration.
He's done everything he can to stop it. But guess what? It's more money for the Interior Department. It's more money for him, which is exactly why he's changed his tune.
I was about to say, but they want Obamacare to stall the economy, Cloward and Piven, so it's kind of schizophrenic. Government wants more power and wants this oil money, and some of his constituent government people do actually want to help the economy because they're not evil. Even corrupt people don't want to ruin everything. Only the very top wants to do that because they hate America so much. So how do we then, because that's what I want to learn, how do we make sure we're able to get this oil and natural gas and become massive net exporters and supercharge the economy? How do we beat the schizophrenia of the Democrats and some Republicans that want to ruin the economy to control us versus those that actually want to have a country?
Well, that's a very complicated answer, but I can tell you this. No one in the world knows more about the answer to that question than Boone Pickens, and you're not going to hear him speak anywhere else about that topic. But except for on our show, and if you want, Alex, you can come out and ask me the question yourself.
Sounds good. No, I want to ask that question. How do we stop the people trying to strangle in its crib the second oil renaissance that can take this country to the next level?
Here's a simple thing to think about, right? How many more oil train disasters are we going to have before Obama gets off his butt and lets people build safe pipelines?
Oh, I know. They won't let us have anything. And they've got all these well-meaning liberals that try to stop the pipelines. And there is some bad fracking that goes on, but that's usually, in areas. I mean, most areas it's very clean. But forget fracking. We can go to the super deep levels. Clearly, it's an agenda to shut down our energy needs. Look at the coal power plants, how they're shutting those off. Why does Obama want to shut American power off?
I don't know, but I actually think that coal is one of the most interesting investments you can make right now. It's been completely left for dead. People are forgetting it still makes up half of our base power. And there are really neat securities out there. Again, I'm going to refer you to this idea of these royalties trusts that are out there. There are ways that you can buy a royalty on huge amounts of coal where you're not responsible for any of the production costs. But if America keeps using coal, you're going to make a lot of money.
Well, I mean, we've got to keep using coal. It keeps the lights on.
Not just us, but it's going to power the Chinese economy as well for a very, very long time into the future. People out there are just sort of, there's no area of the economy that most people know less about than energy. And these fools who think that by plugging in their cars that they're doing something to save the environment, it's just absolutely idiotic. So you'd rather rely on coal, which is what's producing that energy you're putting in your car, right? You'd rather have a coal power plant that where you have to mine the coal, you have to ship it by train 1,000 miles or more to a huge power plant that puts out massive amounts of pollution, right? Then you've got to build an electric grid where you're going to lose probably 80% of the power in the transmission so you can put it in your dumb car.
I see people downtown with those cars, and I want to send my reporters out, and the vaults and those, I only see a few of them, and I go, they've done the equations, and I have the news article, where this takes more energy and more CO2 than oil. And they go, no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't, racist.
I mean,
they're just so stupid.
Right. I don't want to drive a Prius because I'm racist against Japanese people. I get all the same nonsense all the time, Alex. It's just so silly. And people who think that, you know, we can power the world with lily pads and bunny rabbits and nonsense like that. It drives me straight up the wall. And what really drives me up the wall is that they want to spend my tax dollars on this nonsense. It's absolutely insane. But you know what? It is worse in other places. Look what has happened to the industrial production of Germany thanks to their massive investments in solar.
Look at Spain. They literally blew the engine of Spain.
They're literally destroying their economies by subsidizing ridiculous investments in solar power plants. Hey, Alex, did you know what you'll find in the middle of every solar power plant in the United States? Natural gas. A natural gas pipeline, natural gas generator. It's just such nonsense. The only power actually getting produced at all those plants is made by natural gas.
Natural gas is amazing. Do one more segment. I'll go into overdrive and go to Charles, AM, Kathy, Lisa, Rich. I'll get to all of you. Looks like I'm going to do a half-hour overdrive here today. Porter Stansberry is our guest, and this guy, I need to get him on every week. I mean, he's really interesting. I like him. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried, so don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
With the globalists making more and more advances into our freedoms every day and ruining our healthcare system, it's important to be able to take back control of our own personal healthcare. Colloidal Silverwater even fights against the new designer bugs. The best prices found anywhere, along with the highest quality. That's why you'll love silver creams and water from colloidalresearch.com. Silver's been used for thousands of years to fight against germs and bacteria because it works. Check it out for yourself at colloidalresearch.com or call 844-SILVER-4U.
Well, he's got one of the biggest and most successful investing newsletters and analysis out there. Porter Stansberry's our guest today. And we're going to go into overdrive and go to your calls. I'm going to do an extra 30 minutes for you folks. You've been holding. We end up getting a lot of calls. And a new guest comes on. And everybody sits on hold. Most talk shows just hang up on everybody. We don't do that. But be ready. We're going to go to you. Porter Stansberry is our guest. here in the final segment. I agree with you that innovation, the globalists all admit this, we should all be working 2-3 days a week. It should be a society based on what do you bring to the table, not how big of an insider are you. And so it's the crony capitalist versus the real capitalist, with the crony capitalist scapegoating the real free marketers and the real Renaissance men and women out there. We have to tell our story, as Ron Paul has said, that collectivism creates a living you-know-what hole versus free market that creates a heaven. The problem is, a free market creates a heaven, then your kids become spoiled, their kids become demons, con artists come in and take over. How do you stop the lottery effect where 95% of people that win lotteries and statistics end up in jail, dead, or broke in 2 years? How do you stop it when you have a free market, it makes so much money, everyone turns into spoiled, rotten demons, and then attacks whoever's producing and isn't an immoral scumbag? How do you stop the delusional nature of, you know, the classic thing of the spoiled wives or the rich husband or the spoiled kids? I mean, how do you stop that? Because that is a paradox, Porter Stansberry.
You're exactly right. I see it all the time. And I would say that our country came up with a great solution to that shortly after we were founded, and that was our Constitution and our Bill of Rights. And that the real way to put a stop to that cycle of depravity is to make it clear to people that they cannot use the government as a tool for appropriation. They can't do it. You're not going to be allowed to vote yourself somebody else's wallet. And, you know, Alex, I know you don't get to travel very much because of your show, but I would urge you, if you ever get the opportunity, to go to Singapore. Because in the last 50 years, Singapore went from being one of the poorest places on earth to being literally the richest. Singapore, on a per capita basis, is far wealthier than America. And when you are in Singapore, everyone tells you the same thing, which is really simple. It's a whole national slogan. Nothing is free in Singapore, and they're proud of that. There is no welfare. There is very little regulation. Nothing is free.
And like Switzerland, they got money coming out their ears.
So how can we spread the idea that folks who are living at the expense of their neighbors aren't Americans, and they don't deserve our respect or our sympathy? They're leeches on our society, and they must be stopped.
Well, look, everybody knows, like in Japan, they have those monkeys that live in the woods, and everybody's been feeding them, so now they're all obese and have diabetes and are lazy and beat each other up all day. I mean, it's made the monkeys totally immoral. I saw a TV show on it. I mean, it's a fact. Domestication ruins creatures.
Yeah, I don't have to go to Japan to see that. I live in Baltimore.
Well, our society is crumbling, and what do we do now that we're in a democracy, not a republic, and 51% can literally vote to make me their slave? What's going to happen?
Well, I can tell you what's going to happen, that those systems are going to continue to increase in power and in wealth until they collapse. And, you know, I mean, Alex, in the city of Baltimore, I'd say 75% of the residents of the city are the underclass. And they have no desire to work. They haven't worked in generations. They're completely dependent upon the handouts and the largesse of the producers. And guess what? That cohort and that population continues to grow and to have big families that they can't afford. And then what do the workers do? Well, eventually, like has already happened in Detroit, the workers leave. So the whole, I mean, if you want to see the future of America, spend some time in Detroit.
America's future, Detroit. Porter Stansberry, look forward. I feel like I know you all these years interviewing you. Look forward to seeing you in Dallas the 31st. AlexJonesDallas.com. They added more tickets home and they sold out. If you want to go, it's a one-time event. Ladies and gentlemen. All right, Porter, thank you so much. You got to promise to come on more often, okay?
Anytime, Alex. Thanks very much.
I'll say bye to you during the break. We're going to come back in overdrive, infowars.com/show. If some stations don't carry it, it'll be prisonplanet.tv, video streams, and audio, but a lot of stations carry it. We'll be back with the fourth hour.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security while sticking our hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed. designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.